Blog Talk Radio.
Hello and welcome to a Wednesday edition of the Weekly Conversation, folks. I'm your host, the man with the mic. What an amazing program we got for you today, folks. I want to get into all kinds of stuff. You know, Thomas. Mr. Thomas, you're a man. You need a prostate exam at some point in your life. Don't worry. Yeah, he got and lost his bid for Woman of the Year. Heck, you go to women's rights marches. What's a woman? Can you tell me what a woman is? Are you for women? I might be if you tell me what one is. The left is so, like, I'm going to get into that because if they answer one thing correct, it contradicts their argument here. It's like it's a no-win situation. Like, so I'll get into that. Oh, it's nice to see protesters gathering outside the Marriott in Washington, D.C. as former President Trump was there to do a speech at America First Policy Institute Summit. Yeah, now we support America First, not China First like Biden. Haven't been there since January 2021. You know, the anti-Americans are at it again. The people that are fighting for communism, we want to have our freedoms taken away. What's going on? That's the sad part. They want your freedom taken away, but, oh, not mine. A big company is fighting back because a company named Meta is suing Facebook for trademark infringement and unfair competition after the social media giant's recent rebranding as Meta. It's going to be awesome. Yeah, you ain't going to win that one. Yep, they can't come up with their own ideas. They got to steal someone else's. God's work in action. Consumer confidence declines again. I mean, how can it? The only thing that's going to happen is you're going to have a lower gas price. And they're going to, look what Biden did right before the midterms. They're gonna take enough gas out of the reserves to do whatever they have to, just enough to get the gas price to like $2 a gallon. So it's down to $2. Okay, but the whole time he was president, it was at record highs, $5, $6, $7 a gallon. What the heck? I don't think so. And the idiots are gonna be, see, look, you know, because there are people that will go to places and they'll be like, gas is $10 a gallon in Italy, so I don't know, whatever. You know, it's the same price in this country, so stuff it. I'm like, okay, it was a dollar something in America when it was $10 in Italy when I was there, equivalent to the gallons. I don't want to hear it, but there's so much I want to get into. Oh, yeah, it's awesome, you know. Everything's falling apart, but, oh, it's all good. Don't worry, folks. I mean, even the Biden administration tried to take something down on Twitter before it was caught. You know, it's like, hey, we want to, you know, because they want gas prices so high that people will buy electric cars. I love the photo where it has like a bunch of coal train cars full of coal, and it goes electric car fuel because it is, you know. You know, Dr. Fauci, his investigate me. It's an open book because first of all, they probably deleted any incriminating evidence, and even if they haven't, what they find. I don't want, screw these people. I don't want to investigate people that are never going to have anything happen to them in the first place. I mean, come on, folks. I don't want to hear Hillary Clinton being investigated. I want to hear her neck snap from the gallows for what she's done for treason. That's just me. It'll help save the environment. Save the environment, kill Democrats. Not literally, but they can, you know, I mean, just, you know, they want to save the environment by using electric cars that, when they catch fire, it obviously you don't survive the thing. The caustic fumes that come from it, that sets back the Earth about 5 years. I remember this is like in 87 when I was in middle school and stuff, like junior high and stuff. And they said like, yeah, we had like 10 or 12 years left of oil. And we're going to have to come up with a new way to power the car because you're not going to have a way to power the car in like 15 years. I mean, that would have been like before the millennium. Not today, Satan. You know, now they're like, I'm Peter Button Greg, and I just want to let you know I'm Peter Button Plug, and I just want to let you know, folks, that, folks, we like the gas price high. Cause, see, we got to get the price of electric cars down so that people just buy them. Who cares where the electricity is coming from to power those electric cars? Yeah, all this stuff they're trying to, all these ways of producing energy that they're trying to regulate away, that's what 95% powers the electric car. Yeah, we need to get rid of coal, fossil fuels. Yeah, natural gas, we need to stop that production. Yeah, all this stuff, fracking, yeah, it's got to be banned. We got to do all this crap. Yep, but you need to buy an electric car that runs on that electricity. Oh, don't worry, we'll just, have you seen that Texas wind turbine that caught fire? Folks, global warming's real. Electric cars and fossil fuels are the same. Because you got a toxic lithium battery that's being run by the same fossil fuels. It's just, no, it's not. Well, then look up the electricity that is produced to make the electric car go. It's oil, it's fossil fuels, natural gases, coal. It's all these things that they're trying to ban. They have to use that. They use that to produce electricity, and then the electricity runs your car. It's the old, Obama's getting the money. Well, we're getting the money. Well, we're getting it from Obama. Where's he getting it? I don't know, but we're getting the money. We're getting the money. Where are you getting it from, Obama? Well, where's he getting it? I don't know. I don't care. As long as I get money. Kind of like a stranger walking up to you that just left a bank with a mask on and hands you a satchel full of money. Most people, I don't care where it came from. I'm taking it. Then you get about 3 feet away from where you were and the thigh pack explodes and the cops pull you over. What's up? Oh, no, I didn't. Dude, this guy just offered me this money and I just took it. I didn't know where it came from. I didn't know. It says Bank of U.S. Well, I didn't hear me. I thought it was some Louis Vuitton designer bag that had Bank of U.S. on it. I don't know. That's a problem. Oh, I'm trying to save the environment by getting an electric car. Well, where does the electricity come from to produce? What do they use to produce the electricity that runs that car? Coal, natural gases, fossil fuels, all the stuff that they're trying to ban. Or then when they have those, like, charging stations, I got a free charging station. I don't even have to pay. Well, someone did. That charging station wasn't free. Someone had to take their money and put that charging station in. And you're probably paying for it somehow. So like these self-checkouts, you ever seen that crap in the store? You know, one thing they don't do is they don't produce employee taxes. A taxpayer employee tax funds. You know, like as an employee you pay taxes and stuff, the more times you go to the supermarket or wherever, and they have like a street sweeper that goes through the aisles and cleans it and polishes and waxes and all that stuff that's unmanned, that's a person that will be doing that you would get tax revenue from. Employee taxes. And then when revenues fall because you have all these automated things doing all the jobs instead of people that pay taxes, then they're going to increase your taxes because they're not making enough. Don't worry. You don't need to raise taxes. You just need to find out where the money is going in the first place that they're abusing. Don't worry, folks. It's okay, folks. We're not in a recession. Don't worry, folks. We're not going to be in a recession. Trust me, Joe Biden said so. It's okay. We're not going to be in a... Dude, we're already screwed. 90% of the people, I'd say about 85% of the people are living paycheck to paycheck or beyond. And if they're going anywhere, they're taking their life savings to do it because they don't know how long they're going to afford to do anything. I do sound like my parents. I remember when they had 5 roast beef sandwiches at Arby's for $5, and they were like, you ever seen the jumbo? Now they have like different sizes of roast beef sandwiches. Yeah, they used to have one sandwich that got roast beef in it, like the jumbo one. If you ever want to see how screwed you are at Arby's, get a roast beef sandwich, a regular racks roast beef like I have to get without the bun. And you see how little meat there is. Without that bun, there's like 4 little, like, tissue paper. Remember that tracing paper they have? Tracing paper is thicker than that meat that they slice. And you get like 4 slices, maybe 5 if you're lucky. Like, whenever I go to Arby's and I get the stuff without a bun, I get like, yeah, give me the jumbo sandwich. I asked one time, I said, can I get a little more meat? I can't have a bun because there's no meat here. Okay, whatever. And I've gotten literally like 2 of the jumbo roast beefs without the bun just to get like 2 bites of meat. Yeah, next time you ever go anyplace, get the burger or whatever without a bun, and you'll see how little meat there is. Or like if you ever get breaded shrimp, take one of the shrimp and pick off the breading and see how much shrimp is there. And shrimp are by pound. So like if it's a U10 shrimp, there's 10 shrimp per pound. So you're probably getting like U100. It's probably like 100 shrimp per pound. And then they bread it to make it look bigger. And of course, they're taking oil out of the reserves. They're pumping a bunch of oil from the reserves into the economy to try to get the gas price down. Because mark my words, around December, around November, October, September, around there, you're going to start to see gas prices get, I believe we'll get below two, we'll get to about $2 a gallon right near election time. See, look, and they're going to try to make things look rosy and peachy so that people go, oh, wow, I need to vote for the Democrats. They got $2 a gallon gas. Yeah, you were just complaining all summer paying $7 a gallon. What the heck? In California, $5 here or $4 there. Got to wake up, folks. Don't worry, folks. It's okay. And people will buy that crap. People will see, I told you the Democrats, look what you're doing. Oh, what? Taking oil out of the oil reserves and pumping it into the economy so that they can get the gas price down just long enough to make it look like they're doing something. It's like a bunch of people, man. If I knew what I know now, I thought Biden would be better than Trump. Dude, it didn't take a rocket scientist to see how gone he is. How he is so far. I mean, he is way gone. Not to mention Nancy Pelosi. I mean, that lady's... I mean, I would love to drink vodka, but I have to wait till she dies and drink her. Because there's none left she drank at all. No, I did not drink all the vodka. I know, because I'm Nancy Pelosi. And there's vodka out there, because I know, because I haven't drank it. I don't drink. I mean, because I know I don't drink, because... I'm Nancy Pelosi. I'm not drunk. Congress for 120 years. Only 20 years less than Biden. Now, Biden's been in Congress for 104 years. You know, that's because, you know, I mean, we don't know what we're saying. We don't care, you know, whatever. Because, I mean, I've got millions of dollars and I don't care, so whatever, you know. Like Dr. Fauci came out today with Senator Ron Paul. If you want, like yesterday, I think was, if you want to investigate me, go ahead. My records are an open book. Like, they're going to do anything to Dr. Fauci? Are you kidding me? I'm tired of this. We're going to investigate Hillary Clinton again. Oh, so you're going to read the, so you're going to take the same facts that you have, that she's a corrupt, lying, conniving, cheating, stealing, murdering person, and nope, didn't find anything. That's okay, folks. Don't worry, it's okay. If they get anything, it's probably been altered, redacted, whatever. Yeah, can I see this? Yeah, yeah, it's an open book. And what is, so like the Roswell and some of those things, like where like the pages are like 95% blacked out. Oh yeah, there's nothing to see here. It's a, yeah, you need to black out like 90% of the 200 pages about Roswell because it was a weather balloon. No, I don't think so. Not today. I might have been born again, but it wasn't yesterday. Don't worry, you can investigate me, you can look me up, because I know they're not going to do anything to me, because I'm Dr. Fauci. Oh yeah, by the way, you need to wear some mask. You know, you need to be wearing masks, because I don't, but that means you should, you know what I mean? Remember, folks, do as I say, not as I do, folks. I'm in the regime. We have different rules, okay? We'll, when it comes down to it, we're going to have food to eat, you're not. We're going to control you. Don't worry, folks. You people just keep fighting for communism. Just keep fighting for that. Just keep fighting to have your freedoms taken away. Just keep fighting for your freedoms. You may not like what I have to say here, and that's okay. You can change the channel. I hate when these people, I had to sit through 45 minutes of this, so many. Well, yeah, don't you have a remote control? What is there, like 5,000 channels now on the TV? Not to mention you can go on Roku. They have live TV. You can watch old show. But I had to watch it. I just do this. No, you didn't. You couldn't. What are you, paraplegic? If you're paraplegic and you can't move and can't do anything, okay. But when you bitch and piss and moan about something, but, oh, yeah, that's right. Ooh. Ooh. Piss and moan about things. But guess what? Oh, that's right. You could have flipped the channel, changes and whatever. No. Like my pastor said on Sunday, a church that's united will grow. A church that's divided will fall. And we're talking about churches that, like, well, if you're gonna update this fellowship hall, we're leaving because there's nothing wrong with it, and I don't want to waste. Well, he's going to pay for it 100% of the church's money. I don't care. There's nothing wrong with it. Why doesn't he put his money to good use? Well, he wants to renovate and update the fellowship hall. It can be, no, he's not a Christian. If he's going to waste money on that, he should be helping the needy with that money. And then people leave the church and, oh, well, you know, okay, we're going to vote on it. Well, you can vote all you want to, because if you paint the fellowship hall green, I'm leaving. I'm done with this church. I don't care. I'll find another church. And then the other half is, well, if you paint it red, well, no, we want it red. Well, and then there have literally been churches that literally shut down because half of the church said, if you do this, we're leaving. And if you don't do this, we're leaving. And half the church says, if you don't do this, we're gonna find another church. And half of the church said, and then if one person, so if you do this, you lose half the church. If you don't do it, you lose half the church. You're gonna lose half the church either way. You know, and that's what's going on. They know the nation. See, these politicians are stupid. They know the Bible. They know that united, we see the government doesn't want people coming together. That's where they want us fighting. That's where they want. That's where they're. I think they're happy for this Roe v. Wade stuff because now it's this whole group of people that couldn't even define what a woman is and still can't. Now they're like, how dare you? Now when I have a miscarriage and the baby's inside me, they can't do anything because I can't have an abortion. Well, you have a DNC to have it removed, and yes, that's still legal. You know, these people like my buddy, and they're like psychotic. They're like demon possessed, like my body, my choice, my body, my choice. You don't tread on my body. Okay, well then why is the baby not dying then? Oh yeah, the baby is dying. So how is your body affected if you're killing the baby, not you? I mean, if you go by the my body, my choice thing, then the baby should survive and you die. I'll support that. If you want to kill yourself and keep the baby alive, okay. Well, you know, because it's your body, your choice, so you should be able to kill yourself but not the baby. When did the baby say, I want to die? Don't worry. At some point, I believe they will learn from their ways, and they will. I've seen several stories of people who never talked about it because it was too painful, and somebody said, "Oh, yeah, you had a baby. I had a near-death experience, and I saw your baby." What's his name? Well, you hadn't named it yet, and they were pregnant, and they had a miscarriage. But they want us divided. They want us fighting. You know, with all those takeovers of Seattle and the burnings of the cities and looting and rioting and all that stuff and burning up police cars and all that stuff, that's the reason why I could care less about January 6th. And when you share those photos of all the riots and the burnings and all this stuff, and you say, that's why I don't care about January 6th. And they go, they don't know what to say. Well, first of all, most of the people involved in January 6th were not Trumpers. It was a planned thing, but they were hoping to get a ton of people to go along with it. And they're like, okay, and it was all planned. I mean, I've seen the photos and the video of people like literally putting on Trump stuff right before. There was a guy the night before, there was video, when Mike Pence does this, we're going to riot, we're going to storm, and But it's crazy, folks. It is, because, you know, that's why I like the one guy from Canada that's like a preacher that comes out there, the LGBT things, and they're all losing their minds. He's like, hey, this is what the word says. You know? This is what the word says. This is awesome. A company named Meta sues Facebook for trademark infringement, and they say that it's decimated their business because a lot of people will not use them because, hey, they assume that it was part of Facebook, Meta, and they are suing. Because I guess good old Mark Zucker crap, I guess he thinks he can do whatever the heck he wants to. Like, he can just take a company's name and just use it whenever. Oh, I'm Mark Zucker crap. I can do whatever I want to. You can't tell me. Yep. They're getting their butt sued, and I hope they get taken to the cleaners. You know. Well, it's like Trump is supposedly going after CNN. I mean, with some of these lawsuits that have happened, defamation of character and stuff. Let me tell you something. If they were a business, they would have been closed a long time ago, folks. CNN ain't making money. Someone is keeping them in business. Some CCP organization in a giant country that runs America is keeping them in business. Because, I mean, with the two lawsuits they had already, there's no way, because, I mean, one of them, they were in the hundreds of millions in the defamation and what they've done. But don't worry, folks. Things are turning around, because finally that male swimmer, Mr. Thomas, yeah, he loses a bid for Woman of the Year. He's not a woman. He just could not win as a woman, so he has. They've shown like I saw a thing where it was like 10 women. No, they're men that like couldn't do anything, and then they became a transgender person and they dominated. Yeah, they were like last place in men's like they couldn't even qualify for like the men's track and field, and they get into the women's and they dominate. It's okay, folks. Don't worry, Leah Thomas. We don't like you and never did. Just like Pink, no one cares. I don't want any Trumpers or any pro-American people. Like that Pat Benatar, you hear about that crap? Hit me with your best shot. I'm never going to sing a song again because of gun violence. You know, like when they say that guns are bad, but then when a good guy with a gun takes out a bad guy in 15 seconds, well, folks, if you have an incident where there's a shooter shooting up, another guy with a gun is going to make things worse. So let me get this straight. So if a guy has like a gun and has like 20,000 rounds of ammo wrapped all around him, you mean to tell me that you're just going to let him continuously shoot up a mall and shoot up people and keep killing people, and someone with a gun to try to take him out, kill him before he keeps shooting? That's not a good thing. You need to just let him take all 120 million bullets he has or whatever and use them all up. And that's what they act like. Seriously, that's what they act like. Well, this guy had 200 pounds of ammunition and a guy took him out in 15 seconds, but don't worry. Well, it's actually 25 seconds, but 10 seconds, who cares? Well, he shouldn't have done that. They should have just let him empty his 200 rounds and kill as many people as he could have, because someone else in 25 seconds with a gun killing him and ending it, that was a bad thing. I mean, I know how it sounds like it's a good thing, but folks, it's really not. I mean, that guy, he took the shooter out. It wasn't worth, it made the situation better, not worse. Don't worry, what was it? Governor Newsom signed 10 gun legislation laws in place, 10 of them. But, you know, like, don't worry, folks. Don't worry, folks. The criminal wants a no. Criminals are not going to come to a business that has signs in the front saying, everyone here is fully armed, deadly force will be used. No, they're not going to go there. They're going to go to the gun-free place. They're not going to go to a place and say, hey, our front door is opened by associates and it is locked for your protection, not ours. You try to rob, you will be killed. There's a barbershop I wanted to go to in Michigan that says, everyone in here is fully armed. Nothing in here is worth your life. If you try to rob, and when the women are barbering and the men are barbering, they have open carry. 45s, 38s, 9mm. I open carry. The only time I conceal carry is when it's we don't want you to carry again. Well, technically, a lot of places, depending, they'll have they legally can't keep you from carrying a gun. Because go ahead, get the police. I already asked them, and they said legally they cannot keep you from carrying a gun. As long as you're following the law. And I'm not saying that about cannabis, too, because as long as you are following the state law 100%, some places, not every place, but if you go to another place and you were to get pulled over and say, yes, I got medical marijuana, here is my card, yes, I have exactly what I need, I'm not using because it's only for nighttime, I never drive on it, whatever. Here's my card. This is legally exactly the amount I can have, and I have less than what I can legally have. Sometimes they'll let you go because if you are a card-carrying person, some cops will arrest you anyway. Don't matter. You can't have it. You know, then you get some of those a-holes that will. But some people, cops will let you go as long as you're legitimate with the law. As long as you're doing everything by the books. You know, like if I'm in a mall, usually I conceal and carry, especially if it's like where they have like, we don't like they don't want you to have a gun there. They can't really keep you from it. But you know, with rights come responsibilities. Carrying a gun is not a joke. I mean, I've had people say, well, because, like, I always say, if I ever have to pull my gun out of my holster and I'm outside anywhere, unless I'm showing someone, like, oh, what are you carrying? And I pull it out and I empty it and I make sure it's unloaded and the clip is out and it's nothing in there. I say, yeah, it's a Beretta 9mm Nano. It's amazing. Great conceal and carry, yada, yada, whatever. Okay. But unless I'm pulling it out to show somebody something, 99% chance, if I'm pulling it out and I'm not in my home or at the range, I'm basically prepared to, guess what, end someone's life. I hope not. I hope I'm pulling it out and he's shooting and I'm like, okay, how can we end this? How can we do this? And that's the thing. What would you do if a guy put it under your head? Until it happens, you don't know. I don't know what I'd do. Well, I would do this. Well, okay, well, if you say that, and this, yeah, I've had that happen before. That's what I did. I'd probably freeze up. I don't know. Until I'm in the actual situation where I'm in a store and a guy's shooting, I don't know what I'm going to do. I'm going to be like, God be with me. And you want to try to take the guy out without incident, without anyone, you know, to where, like, okay, by the time he notices you, you've got the shot off. You know, a lot of good things are happening in this country. People are waking up. I'm loving it. I'm loving to see this, you know. Seeing God's work in action, you know. Yeah, okay, buddy. You think, yeah, we're Meta. Yeah. And I guess it's hurt their business big time because I don't want to be associated with them. But don't worry, folks. It's good, man. Just be leery of the gas price going lower and lower and lower. Granted, it's going to be good for the interim, but they're going to try to make everything look hunky-dory. They're going to try to make the gas price look really good. Hey, look at what we're doing. They're going to try to fix things they can. They're, you know, but if you haven't heard, we're number one in one thing, monkeypox. They're going to try to make things look peachy and rosy so that people forget how crappy it's been. I don't know. If it is not a red wave in November, then you need to question everything. What I want to try to do is I'm trying to find out where I can get this info. If anyone knows, I want to find out what's up with that 2000 Mules movie, because they say that that's like half of the data they have. Like, they have way more evidence. It's even more like not that 2000 Mules is not, it's indisputable. Sorry. Anyone thinks that it's not, let me, I want you to hold your cell phone to your body and I'm going to shoot the ping. I'm going to have someone show me where the ping is and I'm not going to be able to see you. I'm just going to aim at the ping and shoot the ping and I probably will hit you. They've used the cell phone pings to kill terrorists. But anywho, they're going to try to make things look as peachy as possible. And if there ain't a red wave, there's something, but there's something wrong, but I do know people, oh, Hillary Clinton, oh, she's going to run again. Yeah, Dick Morris said, don't count out AOC is running for president. Lord help us. AOC, are you kidding me? Lord help this nation. But we're in a different time. People just think everything should be handed to them free. Why should I have to work for college? If your college degree is that bad that you can't pay your loan back, maybe you need to reconsider. Why don't you go on an apprenticeship? Why don't you sit there and go to a company and say, hey, I want to be an HVAC certified air conditioning and refrigerant specialist and this and that and work on all these cooler things. And a lot of them, they pay you like $17 an hour, and you work, and after, and at not, you may work for like 7 hours, because you'll go to school at night and you'll take classes. And guess what happens? In like 5 years or whatever, you can be a real journeyman electrician or carpenter or plumber or whatever. I mean, where I work, we had the carpenters union 215 there, and Nathan caught me and a bunch of us. He goes, "I need your help. Get over here." I go, "Yeah, we got these carpenters in here. What do you like about?" Because they have like the square mats where they're like 3x3 or like a 2-foot by 2-foot or 3-foot by 3-foot little squares, and you glue them down, and it's a floor, like really a high industrial floor, and they have arrows, which is the way they're supposed to go. And it's funny because when you put the arrows in the direction that they're supposed to go, like all in the same direction, when you do it the way the pattern on the back says to do it, like with the arrows all going in this direction, and you put it up on this platform, like where they have, like where a speaker would go up, it's maybe like a 6 inches high or 4 inches high, and then you know, like a little platform area where they have like the speaker, you know, with the microphone stuff. When it's up there, it looked good. It looked better in this other direction where you do like alternating arrows. But, and it's like, it's just weird because like down here, like depending on where it was, it looked better. And in the end, the way the manufacturer recommends is the way they did it. But there were spots here where I think it looks better like this up here, but down here, and I'd just say keep it. Yeah, and that's what they ended up doing. But, you know, but these people went, this got paid, and they apprenticed, and they went, and they, at night, they went to classes, and they learned and about the different regulations and different things, you know, because, like, hey, if this is a load-bearing wall, you just can't do certain things because the house will collapse. I mean, I actually worked at a place where there was, like, a load-bearing wall. I mean, like the way it was, they braced it. They're like, yeah, why this ceiling didn't collapse and this whole thing? It was like a load-bearing wall, but there was like no support for it at all. And it was like, and like why this didn't come tumbling down? It was like, wow. But you can do that kind of thing. I mean, if I would have known what I know now, granted I love to cook, you know, instead of spending money to go to school, I'd have went and taking the classes and got paid. And then, okay, out of my paycheck, and you pay and you go to the classes. And sometimes, you know, what you can do is they pay part of it, and you, okay, I'll take a pay cut, and they take what you would normally get paid, and that goes towards your class, and you do it. And he goes, yeah, this kid, yeah, he's leaving here in about 10 minutes because he's got classes he's got to go to. He's an apprentice. So, you know, I'm letting him do stuff. And there's times where, he goes, like I tell this kid, you can go through, okay, good luck. I don't know what to tell you. There ain't nothing wrong with it. I mean, you know, I've gone through every piece of equipment, everything. There's nothing wrong with it, so who knows. But it's, you know, but these kids that want everything handed to them, like, I want free this, free that. Like I told people, those stimulus checks those economic stimulus checks, yeah. Make sure you get a bunch of stuff that's going to last forever, because let me tell you, you won't be able to afford it. You know, with Dollar Tree getting to be not even a deal anymore. I mean, like the 50-cent cards and stuff like that's okay, but so many things you can get cheaper anywhere else. But you know, America's doing great. It's just great. We're gonna take our oil reserves and we're gonna dump them into the market so we can have no oil reserves left. And guess what? Then they're gonna get the gas price down, which will have no oil reserves left. And guess what? Don't worry, folks. It's okay. We got gas at $4 a gallon. Now it's down to $2. Thanks, Biden, for emptying our oil reserves. Pardon me. But most people, they don't want him. I mean, I don't know how he's going to survive. I mean, I swear they're like, juicing them to keep them going. I think the whole COVID thing is just a BS. Yep, when Kamala Harris and Joe Biden say things that they can't really, like, sweep under the rug, or they make no sense. So what we're going to do, folks. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. COVID. Ding, ding, ding. Yes, the president has been diagnosed with COVID. He's having mild symptoms, but he's going to be quarantining for at least 14 days, maybe longer since he's older, just to make sure that what he just did that makes that we can't sweep under the rug or whatever, this thing he just said, yeah, we're going to make sure that, yeah, hopefully that thing will blow over by the time. Well, I mean, the media wouldn't talk about it anyway, so, yeah, I mean, so, you know, we're going to try to delete this stuff, and, you know, we're going to confiscate any video or camera, and, you know, that's why when I try to anymore, I try to, even with my phone, record things, because they take stuff down, and when that happens, what's funny is when you say that, yeah, okay, prove it, and it's taken down or whatever, and even if I don't have to prove nothing to you, because even if I showed it to you, like, so, whatever. I mean, it's amazing. The blacks were screwed by the Democrats for years. Now, oh yeah. They're still getting screwed by them. Show me how South Chicago is any better and it's black, Democrat, controlled, and run and owned. White privilege in South Chicago is having a black guy tell you how to get out of there because you're in the wrong hood. Yeah, I want to know how I get Oprah Winfrey privilege or like Whoopi Goldberg privilege. How do I get that? How can I have Whoopi Goldberg's privilege and have like private Lear jets and mansions and I'm on the spew? Hello, folks, and welcome back to the spew. I'm Whoopi Goldberg. Yeah. Good old Whoopi Goldberg in the spew. Yeah, did you hear? Oh, yeah. I mean, they're potentially getting sued. Because when Whoopi Goldberg on, good old Whoopi, we love you. But yeah, Whoopi and The View, yeah, they've done some dumb stuff in their life, but don't worry, folks. Yeah, the Turning Point USA embraces neo-Nazis is what she said, and it's a false claim, and of course they're like going after and The View, and they're gonna have to like apologize, they're gonna have to do all kinds of things for us. They're like, if you don't do this and this, they need to come out and say we blatantly lied. I don't know if they've actually, they've apologized, I think, if or they're going to, but I mean they need to come out and say, hey, this is a point blank lie. I mean, you got to be careful with stuff because, like, but people don't fact check. You know, when you look into Obama and, yeah, her mom was covered with 100% of her medical. She just tried to get, like, the Aflac-type medical coverage, like, where she tried to get help with, like, rent and stuff like that, and they don't cover that stuff. And that's when he said, well, that's what, you know. But they don't fact check, they don't look into things. Something just tell me, I feel sorry for Tony Dow and his family, but I'm letting sleeping dogs lie. Something just, yeah, I just said prayers on my own, but I didn't think much of it. Something just told me, nah, and found out that his wife mistakenly believed he had died. Now, I don't know the whole story about it. Like, did she think he was dead? I'm like, hey, I gotta, like, let's get on the wire and tell everyone. I remember when they said Tommy Chong, when there was hoaxes about his death, and he's sitting there lighting up a bowl. I'm not bleeping dead, man. But, I mean, that's what people don't understand. People need to wake up, man. When the World Health Organization appoints a veteran UK Communist Party member to the advisory panel. And what this Biden administration is trying to do is to get it to where, okay, like we have to, like if the World Health Organization systems, we have to abide by it. Like if they say, you know, they're trying to find ways to circumvent the Constitution to force you to do stuff against your will. You may support, like I've said this before, I hope you support vaccines and I hope you get them if you want them. Just wait till they, I can't wait till the government tries to force these Democrats to do something that they don't want or it's against their will. What's it going to take for the Democrats to wake up to, oh, well, you just need to shut up and get the vaccine or X, Y, and Z. See, the reason why I didn't run out and get that damn stupid vaccine, well, first of all, there's never been a vaccine ever released without an animal trial. They didn't do that. The number of deaths in the trials would have been enough to take any other vaccine to have it stopped immediately and shut down. But another thing is, once everyone gets vaccinated, we can get back to normal because you won't be able to get COVID because you're vaccinated. All the people that told me just get the vaccine and shut up because it's going to stop the... No, it's not. Look at how many people get it. I just want to go to someone. Yeah, I got a question. Why didn't Joe Biden get the vaccine? Well, he did. No, he didn't because he's gotten COVID. You can't get COVID if you're vaccinated. That's what they were told me. You want me to show you all the videos of everyone telling me that once you're vaccinated, you can never, ever, ever again get COVID? That's what they said in the very beginning. Once everyone gets vaccinated, we can get back to normal because you can't spread COVID. And I remember when Dead and Company were to be in the pit at the shows, you had to be vaccinated. And they were doing COVID testing. It got to the point where, okay, yeah, if you have a negative COVID test, you can come to the show. But they want proof of vaccination. And I'm like, I know someone right now who's vaccinated, who is in the hospital fighting for their life with COVID. Oh, you can't get COVID if you're vaccinated. That's your lie. No, 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 no. I'm like, whatever. Got about 11 minutes left in the program, folks. Thanks you for standing up for your freedoms. I don't care where you live. You're listening and stand up for your freedoms, folks. I want to get into all kinds of stuff, folks. I want to get into some Premier League news now. Thank you so much for tuning in. What a messed up transfer window this has been. I'm sorry. I'm a Ronaldo out, but I'm also a Frankie de Jong out. And what I mean by that is this. All these players that Real Madrid are getting, that's fine. All these other clubs are getting, that's fine. Barcelona can't pay the $17 million owed to De Jong, but they're getting all these other players. And if he wants to stay, they'll keep him. He's got to take a pay cut. How about since I'm owed $17 million, you pay me before you pay them? He really doesn't want to leave Barcelona, so move on. Get someone else. Granted, he's one of the best, but he doesn't want to leave Barcelona and get someone else. I don't think Ronaldo doesn't want to be here. He should be given the opportunity to try to find another place. But what did I say from day one of this? I said this in the very beginning because I remember I was like, oh no, we're going to get a De Jong. Here we go from because they've Barcelona and United have agreed to price and everything. But I said this like about a week before that when Barcelona and Man United had price agreed and everything, add-ons, all that stuff, Frankie de Jong just didn't want to leave. I'm like, oh, well, they're going to force the move and he's going to have to go. Well, what I found out was about a week before I put a post out and I said, don't worry, folks. They're going to spend the whole summer trying to get De Jong, and when the transfer window is about to close with 2 weeks left, they're not going to have no De Jong. They're not going to have hardly any signings. And they're going to be scrambling. And they're going to have to get someone on loan. That was Gareth Bale. Okay. Sorry. What, they're going to bring back Thierry Henry from Arsenal? He's coming out of retirement. I mean, you know. One of my favorite players of all times, by the way. He's incredible. But that's what's going to happen. And what's going on now? Well, it looks like they're looking at some other players. I don't think Ronaldo is going to have a chance of going anywhere, dude. I really don't. I'm going to call a sleeping dog lying, but I don't think anyone wants Ronaldo. I don't think he's going to have a club to go to because Bayern Munich don't want him. And Atletico Madrid fans have a CR7 not welcome. So Atletico Madrid and Bayern Munich are like the two clubs he'd probably be going to besides maybe like a Paris Saint-Germain. And most of the clubs that would take him, not going to happen because they don't really have the funds or don't want him. And I'm at the point where I'm like, okay, let's sell him to Chelsea for $30 million. Try to get a replacement. I mean, make it worth a while. Like, if you're going to sell him to Chelsea, get money for him. I mean, it's like Jules Koundé. He's like, all these players are getting to Barcelona. It's like, wait a minute. If I was young, I'd be like, I'm going to take a pay cut. How about you owe me $17 million? You pay me the $17 million I'm owed. Whether I stay here or not, I'm wondering what legal action he can pursue. How can you say you're going to pay these players when you can't pay me? I don't know. I just think it's crazy. I mean, I'm a United fan, and I thought, I'm sorry, they're going to spend this whole transfer window trying to get De Jong, and it's never going to happen. And we've got more than I expected. We got Eriksen and Lisandro Martinez. More than I expected, you know. And we're looking at Antony, but it's like, I'm like, okay, they're going to spend all their time on... And, then they're going to have to get some used to be. Yeah, back in the out, I'm taking him 7 years ago. Not now. He's 32. Sorry, but I think Erik ten Hag that he'd be able to convince De Jong to come to United, and it's not the case. Nice try. I mean, there's a point where it's like, okay, well, the option's open, but bye. Because I think if United back out, it's going to be interesting to see. Well, if United pull out, it's going to be interesting to see what happens. Because they act like they're going to do all this financial maneuvers. Good luck on that one, because... if I was dealing, I'd be like, you owe me $17 million, buddy, and well, I want my money. And I'd be calling up these other players like, hey, you want to come to United? Good luck, because they owe me $17 million, and they can't pay me that, and they want me to even take more pay cuts. So good luck. Not that I want to leave, but, I mean... How can you justify bringing in all these players when you can't even pay one that you owe money to? And granted, we're taking like this preseason stuff, this tour stuff is decent, but it's like, okay, he's doing a decent job, which is fine. But then they're going to say, look at how good he's doing. We don't need to spend money. The greatest gift in the world just walked in. But yeah, I mean, it's just been crazy from all aspects, and it's no one. I mean, it's not Ten Hag's fault. It's nobody's fault. He wanted De Jong. De Jong doesn't want to leave Barcelona, but I think if they owe him $17 million, I think he needs to figure out some legal thing, because how can they legally be getting if they're going to pay all these other players, that's money that's owed to you. So I don't know. It's going to be interesting to see, because we need to get like two more players at least. I mean, because if I think we're going to keep Ronaldo, just because I don't think he's going to have another place to go. You know, unless he downgrades and goes to like some like championship side or something like that, which there are a lot of people that say he needs to, you know, he's had a great career, retire. But we'll just have to wait and see what happens, folks. I got about 2 minutes and 30 seconds left in the program, folks. Thank you so much for tuning in. You know, I think it's going to be an interesting season after that. I think it's going to be crazy. And we're just going to have to go for the ride. And I hope that we can get a couple more signings in. I think we'll get Anthony. So, and if we get Anthony, I think it's going to be a good season. If we can keep Ronaldo and get Anthony, I think it'll be decent. I think De Jong is going to be because there's talk that he's willing to consider a pay cut. Like, I don't know. I don't think he has, because he's come out recently and said, I want to be in Champions League and that's it. And that's all. I'm like, okay, whatever. So we'll just have to wait and see. I want to thank you so much for tuning into the conversation. I really hope you feel a part of. Don't forget, wherever you are, man, stand up for your rights while you still got them. Stand up for your freedoms while you still got them. Stand up for them. Because you never know. We're only one generation away from losing our freedom. We're only a couple seasons away from losing Barcelona. Just live life and enjoy it, because you never know how long you got, folks. You never know. I want to thank you all for tuning in to the conversation. I hope you feel a part of, and stand up, you know. Put your money where your mouth is. If you believe in something, stand for it. If you're a Christian, stand for it. Don't back down. And remember, folks, I want to leave you with this. With the firm reliance and the protection of divine providence, we mutually pledge each other our lives, our fortunes, and our sacred honor. Until next Wednesday, good night, and God bless you all. Goodbye.